Questions 12 to 16. Vacation reading. Two college students are discussing what books to read over their vacation.
I need a book to read while I'm on vacation next week. Got something I could borrow?
Oh, I have just the thing. Midnight's Children by Salman Rushdie. We've just finished reading it in my contemporary lit class, and I loved it. His use of language is really beautiful, like he's writing little poems on each page. It's pretty complicated, though. You have to concentrate a bit, but it's so worth it.
Well, if a literature major like you has to concentrate a bit, I'm going to need a dictionary and crib notes, aren't I? I don't want to work too hard, you know. I'm on vacation. I'm curious about Rushdie, though. I've heard loads of good things and bad things about him. I'm not sure if I'm going to be in the mood.
Okay, then. What about this? I've had these books since I was 12, I believe.
Sherlock Holmes. Perfect. I could possibly take that Rushdie book along, too, just in case I'm feeling strong.
Yes, of course, as long as you don't drop it in the pool. I might need it for an essay next term.
Don't worry. I'll treat it with the utmost care. What about you? What are you choosing for vacation reading?
Ha! Vacation reading. I'm reading at least 2 books a week all term and then writing about them. I don't do vacation reading. I mean, for me, vacation means no reading. Not that I don't love it, I do, but you know, you just need a break sometimes.
So you'll be just browsing magazines then?
Oh, no way. Not even that. Not even cereal boxes. Not even road signs.
Oh, it's a good thing your sister drives then.
Yeah, and you know, she's a communications major. So anytime our parents ask her anything, I have to answer for her.
No.
Yes, vacation for her means no communication. And you're a computer science major, aren't you?
Yes, but I play video games most of my vacation, I'm afraid.